Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Today's Marriage Minute is entitled Expectations. Our scripture is taken from Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You know, C.S. Lewis said that there's nothing better than a Christian who knows himself, and no Christian who knows himself would dare think he deserves anything better than hell. C.S. Lewis simply was communicating the gospel truth that if we received what we really deserve, we would all be burning in hell. Because we're all sinners, that's the only thing we have a legitimate right to. Anything more is a bonus. Now, how does that principle affect our relationships? Well, if I expect dinner to be on the table at 6 o'clock sharp each night, when it's there, I don't get too excited because, after all, it's expected. But if it isn't there, look out. I get angry and everybody pays. Now, if I don't expect it and it's not there, now I won't get upset because I didn't expect it. If it is on the table, wow, what a bonus. I'll appreciate it because I didn't expect it at all. Now apply the same principle to every part of your relationship, and you'll see that most of your anger and frustration comes because you're not getting something you expect, which you think you have a right to. So lower your expectations. If you expect nothing, then everything will be received as a gift. Your heart will reflect gratitude, and that's where we want to be. Be careful not to insist on what you deserve. You might get it, as C.S. Lewis reminds us. So be grateful, be thankful, and begin working together from that place of mutual appreciation. If you woke up this morning to discover you were not burning in hell, then you already woke up ahead of the game. Everything else is a bonus from that point forward. So make no expectations or demands on one another, but receive one another as a gift of God's grace. So a question we have to ask each other today is, what kind of expectations do we have of one another that cause us to feel disappointment and frustration? And what can we realistically expect? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to realize that the only thing we deserve is really hell, and that everything else is a gift of your grace, especially each other.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's begin again.